By the way, for the Vaad Musa last night, was the internet connection clear?
Yeah, it was very good.
The connection was good. I got there. You apparently started a little early because I missed the first minute or two.
I don't think we started early. I think we just started perhaps less late than normal.
I try to get to the 7 o'clock Marav, and then so I don't get back until about 7:20.
Yeah. Content was excellent.
Shkrif.
Amazing.
You just have to apply it now.
Yeah.
That's good. I'll be honest with you.
Like the Friday night. Friday morning.
Some of these Vadim are a bit... I just wondered to myself whether they are... They're any TLS. I just hope they are. But they're not just a weekly entertainment class.
I apologize, but I forgot to mute myself last night, so
it's okay.
Maybe cough.
But
last night was very good. The contradiction between the within the, that was very interesting.
No, but especially, you know, I'm learning Chavos Lavavos in other formats in the Kodal and with another group as well. So with one of the groups of the Chavos Lavavos, I'm actually doing it every single day. Every single day, 10 minutes or quarter of an hour after Shacharis. And I'll be honest, I feel that particular kvius, at least for me personally, is much more l'te'eles. I feel you're more in it. Whereas once a week, even though it might, in content-wise, it might pretty much add up to the same, and pretty much, not exactly, pretty much we're at, about up to the same place that, you know, the Shulchan Aruch actually says in Hilchos Tzedakah, very famous halacha, that if you have 100 shekel to give to tzedakah, you should rather give 100 times 1 shekel to 100 different aniyim rather than one donation of 100 shekel. And the reason being is because the more acts of tzedakah you do, the more it trains you to become a Baal Chesed. So the same over here as well. If you have a Vaad Musa once a week for 35 minutes, which is not very long, you know, I'm not going to test anybody, but I would, sometimes I'm a little bit worried. If I would start by saying, okay, does anybody remember what we spoke about last week? I would venture to suggest that some people would say, no, remind me, please. But then it's not Lamaisa anymore. Whereas if you learn it every single day, you're in it, you're connected, so...
I've been learning it with Yehuda Goodman Shabbos afternoons with the Lev Tov printing.
Right. Yeah.
And the text of the Chavos Lavavos is difficult Hebrew sometimes.
Yeah, it's very, very hard. It's very hard. So the Lev Tov is actually the, when I'm giving that Musavad on Monday night, that's the Pirush that I have in front of me.
Uh-huh.
That's the one I use. It's actually written by a cousin of mine, Reb Pinchas Lieberman, Zecherini Livracha. But
right now we're actually working on Keshbon and Nefesh.
So I don't know. I'm not going to do a questionnaire, but if I would speak to all the people who come on the Monday night Vav and say, okay, who remembers what we spoke about in Tefillah and in Chesed?
Uh-oh, you just froze.
I did?
Yes, you're back now. You froze for about 2 seconds.
Just as I said the word Shtika.
Or as Hamlet said, the rest is. You're frozen again. Actually, yeah, you're back.
Not sure what's going on. I spoke too soon. 1 second, I'll just check my connection. Okay, anyway, I hope they are to LS. Let's continue either way.
Oh, before I forget to tell you, there's next Monday night is a Chasda. Levi Gentzel is marrying off his son.
Oh, very nice.
That's Monday night, so I won't be able to come to the VOD.
Yes, I'll record it, but you think many people won't?
It's in Beitar.
Okay, back into the Shulchan Aruch. We were learning Simon Kuf Pei Ches. Kuf Peches. Nachum, were there any late night phone calls last night? No news?
No.
Okay.
No, we are patiently awaiting.
Okay, at least it's patient.
Well, maybe not so patient, but we're waiting.
Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Ches Siv Dalet. We saw this yesterday. The nusach of the bracha that you begin the third bracha in benching is either you begin with word rachem or nachmenu, you finish it either with Bnei Yerushalayim or Menachem Tzion, but the Shulchan Aruch says you should not change the nusach from Shabbos to Chol, it remains constant. Of course, if you would learn the Shulchan Aruch not having learned the sugya, you'd have no idea what the Shulchan Aruch was referring to. What does he mean? Why does he need to point out that you don't change the nusach from Shabbos to Chol? Why would you want to change the nusach from Shabbos to Chol? The answer is, as we saw yesterday in Tosfos, because there are some who learn that on Shabbos you cannot begin the bracha with the words Rachem because that's a bakasha. Tosfos disagreed, and therefore that halacha that the bracha is consistent, same nusach that you say on weekday, that's exactly what you say on Shabbos as well. Let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Tess. That's what we've got up to. We're up to Tess. Sivkotan Tess. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'ein l'shanois rotza loyma. What this means is as follows. De'im oimer b'choil rachem. If during the week you said rachem, what does that mean if? Because the Shulchan Aruch told us there's two choices. In theory, you could either say Rachem, and of course we all know that's our custom. But in theory, you could say a second option, and that's Nachmenu. So at least if you are saying Rachem, then Yoimar b'Shabbos Gamkein Rachem. Then on Shabbos, you should say the exact same Nusach. Va'afal Gav. Now here comes the kasha that Tosfos raised. Even though the osur litvoya tzrochov b'Shabbos, even though one is not supposed to request one's needs on Shabbos, but hocha shani here is different. The toifes brocha kach hi tomit, because that is the main body of the brocha. Always the gam kol horachamon yochol loymar b'Shabbos. Somebody asked this yesterday. Maybe same point would apply. But all the harachamons, that's the main body and the standard text of the benching, that remains on Shabbos as well. Afal pi, even though the harachamons, remember, is a big chidush. Because I think we would all agree, based on what we saw in the Gemara, that the harachamons are not even mentioned in the Gemara. We spoke about the first three brachas being deraisa, the fourth one being a takana in Yavne on Aruge Beta, but there was no mention in the Gemara whatsoever about the harachamons. So clearly the harachamons is not a mitzvah deiraisa. In fact, it's not even a mitzvah drabonon. And to be perfectly honest with you, there is a minig of the Vilna Goyim, and some people here in Eretz Yisrael have that minig, is they don't say the harachamons at all, even during the week. And as far as they're concerned, the benching ends with the fourth bracha, la'olam, al yechasreinu, and then they close the bencher. That's it. So either way, the harachamons, which is definitely not part of the standard text of the benching, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a chidush. Afal pi she'einoi mitofes ha-bracha she'tiknu chachamim. Even though you cannot say it is the essential text that Chazal instituted, because it's definitely not. Nonetheless, Shekiven shenoagu hakoil laoimrom, because the general custom is to say it all, the whole pam shemavorchin birkas hamozen, every time you bench, even though it's not an obligation, but the custom is certainly to say all the harachamons, nase lohem ketefes bracha. Therefore, that becomes like the standard text of the bracha, albeit it's not an absolute obligation. Ve'ein bezeh mishum she'elas tzrochov b'Shabbos. And therefore, there is no concern about asking your own personal requests on Shabbos. Sifkaten Yud. Remember, we said you should keep to one nusach for choyl and for Shabbos. V'hagro, the minig of the gro, kosav she'ikah kohorif. The main opinion is that of the Rif. She'b'choyl yoyma rachem no kemin hageinu. That is our custom. But interestingly enough, the Vilna Gaon says, but on Shabbos, you should switch it to Nachameinu. Umasayim Menachem. Yesh oid kama rishayim shesayivrim king. So this is one of these examples of, it's true, this is what the Mishnah Berurah writes, but we all know the minig in Klal Yisrael is not that way. The minig in Klal Yisrael is to say Rachem, both on the week and on Shabbos, whether in the beginning we say Rachem No, at the end we say Bein Yerushalayim, that is the standard fixed Nusach, Bein B'Choil, Bein B'Shabbos, and that's the way it should be. We do not change Minhagim. Now, look back into the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh Oimrim. Some say that what you're supposed to say is as follows: the Oimrim Boine Barachamov Yerushalayim. V'chein Noegim, and that's our custom, and yes, that is our minhag. We don't just merely say Boine Yerushalayim, which was the nusach of the Shulchan Aruch. We say Boine Barachamov Yerushalayim. By the way, talking of the Tfilavad, when we gave a Tfilavad and we went through Shmoyne Esra, we definitely pointed this out. It does not say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yivne Yerushalayim in the future tense, that he will build Yerushalayim. Rather, it says Boine Yerushalayim in the present tense. The Binyan of Yerushalayim is a process. It's not an act. And Yerushalayim is being built as we speak. Every zechus, every mitzvah, every limud Torah is not just being makarev the gula, but is actually part and parcel of building the Beis HaMikdash. So why is it that the Ramah is now telling us that you should add the word Barachamov? There's the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkaten Yud Alef, the Oimrim Boinei Barachamov Mishum. The reason is, the Chsiv, Shavti LeYerushalayim Barachamim. This is based on a Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I have returned to Yerushalayim berachamim out of Rachmanus. And the truth is, we all know that we do exactly the same in Shmoyne Esra as well. Yerushalayim ircha berachamim toshuv. We said that bracha this morning. I hope everybody is post Tefillah Shacharis already. Yerushalayim ircha berachamim toshuv. Etc., etc. So therefore, both in Shmoneh Esra and in benching, we make mention of the fact that not only will HaKadosh Baruch Hu return to Yerushalayim, but he will do so out of compassion and mercy for us. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there is a further reason. It's not just based on that pasuk. The Gam, another reason is, because the beginning of the bracha began with the word rachim, because we start the nusach of the bracha rachim no Hashem Elokeinu. So we would always like the end of the bracha to be symmetrical, as it were, paralleled to the beginning of the bracha. So because we began with the word rachim, masayim nami berachamim. So too, we also finish with the word rachamim kidei sheyia, in order that the chasima should be me'ein hapsicha mamish, so that the closing of the bracha should be exactly in fitting with the beginning of the bracha. When we call makim, however, nonetheless, despite the two reasons that we just mentioned for saying boinei berachamov, lekula alma, everybody would admit that ein ma'akev klal. As important as it is, And obviously, lechatchila one does not change the nusach, but it's not ma'akiv. So if somebody accidentally said, Baruch atah Hashem, Boinei Yerushalayim, and he missed out the word, Barachamov, then b'dievet, it would be absolutely fine. Okay, so we look back into the Gemara. Well, before we do so, we should just see the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Hei. Because the piece that we missed out is what we mentioned in the Gemara, and that's about Ritzei. As we saw in the Gemara, Ritzei must be mentioned on Shabbos, but does not require its own bracha. Remember, that's what the Gemara says, Maschil b'nachoma, or Messiah b'nachoma, but Shabbos does not warrant its own bracha. Rather, it is an insert in the fourth bracha, in the third bracha. Now, you'll remember, we saw in the Gemara, three opinions. Where exactly should Ritzei be added? One opinion was, you can add it to any bracha you like, except the first one. A second opinion was, in the third bracha of Rachem, but it's not Le'ikuva. And the third opinion was, no, it's got to be in the third bracha, and it is Le'ikuva. If you missed it out in the third bracha, you've got to repeat. You can't now add it to the fourth bracha. So what are we paskin? So look at the Shulchan Aruch. In Sif, hey, the very next Sif, B'Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, Oimer bo ritzei v'hachlitzeinu. Then we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say ritzei v'hachlitzeinu. Uberesh chodesh v'yomte v'chol ha'moed, and you say ya'al v'yovei. And what happens if it's both Shabbos and Yom Tov? V'imchal echod mehem b'Shabbos. If either Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed landed out on Shabbos. So what do you say first? Oimer ritzei v'hachalitzeinu. V'achar kach yale v'yovoi. You first say ritzei and then you say yale v'yovoi. Why that order, by the way? Because of what, sorry?
Most often.
Because Shabbos comes every week and Rosh Chodesh only once a month, or Yom Tov even less often than that. We'll mention in a moment the terrific chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. But before we do that, let's continue reading. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ve'enoi mazkir shel Shabbos b'yale v'yovei. While saying Yalav v'Yavoi, you don't mention Shabbos. Neither v'loy shel Yom Tov v'chol shemoyed b'Rosh Chodesh b'Ritzei v'Achritzeinu. So Shabbos has its own mention, and that's Ritzei. Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh has its own mention of Yalav v'Yavoi, and you do not mention the other particular date in the other one's tefillah. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkotan Yud Beis. The question that needs to be asked is, why indeed does Ritzei find its place, and so too Yalav v'Yavoi for that matter, why does it find its place in the third bracha in benching? Hey. Why dafka that bracha? We mentioned yesterday that Ala Nisim on Chanukah and Purim, that obviously finds its place in the second bracha in benching, because that's all about Noida Lecha, that's Hoidah. Just like in Shmoneh Esrei, you say it in Moedim, so to in benching, you say it in Noida Lecha. That I understand. But what's Ritzei, or Yalav v'Yavoi, got to do with the third bracha? Says the Mishnah Brura, Yud Beis, Oimer Ba. What does Ba mean? In it, in the third bracha. Why so? Lefi Shahazkara Zu. Because this particular mention, namely Ritzei, So too, the mention of Yad V'Yavoi, Heim Bakoshas Rachamim. They are essentially a Bakosha of Rachamim. And therefore, Kovum B'Birkas Boine Yerushalayim. Therefore, they put its place in the Bracha of Boine Yerushalayim, Shehi Gam Kein Bakoshas Rachamim. This is very important. Rabbi said, we're benching maybe every single day of our lives. We have to know what the structure of benching is. The first bracha is hazon. Hazon is a general hidoya, at least specifically for food. Hazon esakel, food and sustenance. The second, noida lecha, is thank Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael, and also for brismila and Torah. The third is not hidoya at all. The third is not a thanking on the past, but rather is a bakasha about the future. Rachem no, please have mercy on us. Shem Elokeinu, etc., etc. And build the Beis HaMikdash for us. The Nusach of the Bracha, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'enu Zuneinu Parnaseinu, we're saying, V'har v'achlonu Hashem mikol tzareisenu, please relieve us of all of our tzaras. U'bnei Yerushalayim irakodesh, and please build Yerushalayim speedily in our days. That is a bakasha of rachamim. So too, therefore, Ritzei is also a bakasha of rachamim. Ritzei v'chitzei, talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be, have rotzen with our Shmira Shabbos. We have a bakasha, we say, Shaloi sehi tzara, there should be no there should be no tzoris on Shabbos. So therefore, that is a bakasha. So therefore, if it is a bakasha, therefore that's the mokim to put in the hazkara also of, if the bracha of rachim is a bakasha, so too we put ritzei. So too yale v'yavoi. Yale v'yavoi is also a bakasha. We say yale v'yavoi, v'yagia, v'yiroi. Please, our tefillahs should rise up to heaven. The kitzah, these are bakoshas. And if they are bakoshas, therefore the appropriate place is in the bracha of bakosh. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. V'loi b'birkas ha'aretz. But therefore it has no place in the birkas ha'aretz, which is the second bracha. Why not? Shehi hoido, because that is thanksgiving. Now comes the big question. Which opinion do we follow in the Gemara? In other words, if you said Ritzei in the wrong bracha, does that matter, b'di'eved? So look what the Mishnah Berurah paskens, l'chumra. Ve'im hizkirom b'birkas ha'aretz. If you accidentally made mention of either Ritzei or yale v'yavoi in the second bracha, lo yotza, you are not yotza. So if somebody got confused and he said, one second, ala nisim goes in the second bracha, so presumably Ritzei does as well. And he added in Ritzei, says the Mishnah Berurah, you are not yotza, v'tzorich lachzor ulahazkir b'boine Yerushalayim.
What does that mean in terms of lachzor? Lachzor to where?
No, last means you've got to repeat Ritzei. You've got to repeat Ritzei again in the next bracha of Bein Yerushalayim, even though you've already said it.
Okay.
You've already said Ritzei or Yalav Yavoi in the second bracha. We say, I'm very sorry, that is not the correct place. And it's not the correct place. You're going to have to be Chayza. You're going to have to repeat Ritzei again. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Yud Gimel. We said that if Shabbos coincides with Rosh Chodesh, for example, or Yom Tov, so you're saying both Ritzei and also Yale V'Yavoi, you should first say Ritzei and then say Yale V'Yavoi. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mipnei She'Shabbos Hu Todir. B'kaim Alon, and we always maintain, B'chol Mokoim Todir Koidim. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, ubedieved, im hichlif. What happens if you switch the order? In other words, you first said Yale V'Yavoi, and then you said Ritzei, says the Mishnah Brura, no problem whatsoever. You are definitely Yotzei. So even though, yes, you've got to be makdim the tadir, but if accidentally you did not do so, it is not the end of the world. So here we're being taught a very important principle that even though tadir v'sheinoi tadir, tadir koidem, as important as it is to be makdim the tadir, but it is not le'ikuva. So if you accidentally were makdim the einoi tadir, then that would be fine b'di'evit. So if I first said yal v'yavoi, and only then I said ritzei, that would be okay, and you would not be asked to switch the order and say it again in the correct order.
What if you had a what if you had a situation where you started to say yal v'yavoi?
One second. You get into the Shagas area. One second. So therefore, this principle of the Mishnah Brura, as you can imagine, has far-reaching ramifications. So for example, 2 weeks ago on Shabbos, where we had a triple Kriya Satira, we read Parshas Miketz, and also the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, and also the Parsha of Chanukah. Why that order? Tadir v'sheinoi tadir, tadir koidem. Firstly, the week's Kriya, then the Rosh Chodesh, and then the Chanukah. So according to what we're learning over here in the Mishnah Brura, if you switch the order, that would not be the end of the world. Now comes the big question of Avraham. This is the question you raised, and this is the world-famous Chiddush of the Shagas Ari. Everybody agrees with the Chiddush that the Mishnah Brura just told us, and that is, if you did the Einoi Todeh, the less frequent, if you did that first, b'di'evit it's okay. But the big question would be, that's all true if I only realize my mistake after I've already finished. So if I've said yal v'yavoi, and then I said ritzei, and then I realized, one moment, what have I just done? I should have said ritzei first, and I didn't. So Mishnah Brura says you're okay. But what happens if you realize your mistake in the middle of Yale V'yavoi? I've launched into Yale V'yavoi, and I suddenly realize in the middle of it, hey, one second, I'm supposed to say Ritzei first. The Shagas Aryeh has a tremendous chiddush, and this is based on a Gemara in Zvachin, that yes, you would have to stop there and then, go to Ritzei, and then say Yale V'yavoi. The Shagas Aryeh is not arguing with the Chiddush that appears in the Mishnah Brura we just learned. The Mishnah Brura is talking about when I've already finished. Shagas Aryeh is talking about when I haven't finished. Those are two separate cases, but that is the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. That even if this principle of Tadeh v'sheinu Tadeh is not critical because it's not le'ikuva, but if I have not yet finished Yale v'yavoi, you would stop there and then in mid-sentence and say, Ritzei comes first. One needs to know, however, that many Achronim disagree.
Would he go back to the beginning of Yale v'yavoi or where he stopped?
The beginning. According to the Shagas Aryeh. But Lemaisa, we don't hold of that at all. The Mishnah Brura, in many places, quotes the Chiddushim of the Shagas Aryeh. And therefore, as we always point out in our Shir, it's critical to be medayik, not just what it says, but also what it does not say. And if the Mishnah Brura does not quote this Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, it would seem to be that he disagrees with him. There is an enormous discussion, and by the way, I was asked this last week, a whole big discussion with my good friend, Avraham Jacobson, This actually happened in a shul Sunday, a week and a half ago. Oh, 2 weeks ago now. Sunday was also Rosh Chodesh. So there were two Sifrei Torah on the Sunday morning. First Sefer Torah is Rosh Chodesh. Second is Hanukkah. And in a particular shul, they accidentally switched the order. And from the first Sefer Torah, they read Hanukkah, and then they realized their mistake. Hey, what's going on? We were not supposed to read from Hanukkah first, but they did. So the halacha is, it's not the end of the world. But if you want to hear the tremendous shaila that Rabbi Jacobson asked me, is that in this shul, guess what happened? Just their luck. They read in the first Sefer Torah, they read Hanukkah. You're supposed to read Rosh Chodesh first, but they read Hanukkah first. One aliyah. Okay. It's done. It's too late now. They finished the aliyah. The Kohen has finished his aliyah. And now they've rolled the Sefer Torah closed together. They've done Hagbah. They've done Galila. They've put it aside. They've now taken out the second Sefer Torah, from which they're going to read the next three aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we've done the first aliyah. The first aliyah was a Kohen. Ya'amoid, Levi, and there was no Levi in the shul. There was no Levi in the shul.
Fingers.
So what's the problem? So normally what do you do when there's no Levi? You call the Kohen up again a second time. So here there was a ganze balagan, because the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you're not supposed to call up the same person out of two Sifrei Torah. Whenever you have two Sifrei Torah, anybody who got an aliyah first Sefer Torah should not get an aliyah second Sefer Torah. Why not? Because if you call him up again for the second Sefer Torah, that will cause a chashash of pagam. So the first Sefer Torah, people will start saying, if you're calling him up again, it must be that his first aliyah didn't count. And it must have been a psul in the first Sefer Torah. So you don't call up the second, you don't call up the same person the second Sefer Torah. So if that's the case, in this shul, they are seriously stuck. On one hand, there's no Levi in the shul. But you can't call up a Yisrael after a Kohen. On the other hand, you can't call up the Kohen either, because you can't call up one person in two Sifrei Torah. Everybody's on mute. I can't hear.
Yeah.
So what did they do?
We're stuck.
Why didn't the Kohen just walk out?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. So Avraham Jacobson, my good friend, wrote me this shaila. I think it was last Sunday. And this was obviously after the event, a week after the event. And he wrote to me, what would you have recommended? What would you have paskened? And he wrote to me, I would have said, perhaps send the Kohen out of shul. And if you send him out of shul, then you don't run into problems at all.
Can you also just roll the first Sefer Torah, so it's not a second Sefer, and then you're landing is the Kohen's with the same Sefer Torah?
Could be, but that option also wasn't available because they've already opened the second. And you've already opened the second. Now to close that would be a pagam of the second Sefer Torah. So I wrote to him, number one, I disagree with him, and you should not send out the Kohen. Generally, I'm very against sending out Kohenim, and many Poskim are, but specifically where you've just called him up to the Torah to then send him out is even worse. Number one. Number two, I said, my personal opinion would be that you would be allowed to call up the Kohen for the second Sefer Torah. Why? Because the only reason you're not allowed to call up one person in two Sefer Torah is, as we said before, when you call up the guy again, everybody's going to raise their eyebrows. Hey, what's going on? What was wrong with the first Sefer Torah?
Yeah,
in this case, nobody will say that. Why? Because the Gabbai is going to announce in a loud voice, Yamoid Koyein Bim Koyim Levi. So everybody knows exactly why he's getting another aliyah. Nobody's going to say, I know why you're calling up the Kohen again, because there was a problem in the first Sefer Torah. Nobody's going to say that. You've said quite clearly, I'm calling him up because I have no choice. There's no Levi in the shul. What do you want? So I said to him, I would have said, there's absolutely no reason to send out the Kohen. You should not send out the Kohen, and you should indeed call him up again in the second Sefer Torah. So he wrote back, he disagreed with the whole backwards and forwards in two directions. But Lemaisa, he sent me an email just 2 days ago saying that he discussed it with Rav Kornfeld and Rav Davidovich and his brother-in-law, who's a Rav in South Africa, and they all concurred with what we said, that yes, the Kohen should be called up for the second Sefer Torah, and that is for the reason that we stated, because there's no pagam, there's no chashash pagam. Nobody's going to start casting rumors about the first Sefer Torah. Everybody will know exactly why I'm calling up the Kohen again, not because there's a mistake in the first Sefer Torah, but just for technicality, because there's no Levi in the shul. Okay, so al kaponim alocha lemaisa, sorry. So alocha lemaisa, with regard to the chiddush that we said before in the name of the Shagas Aryeh, if you started Yal V'Yavoi before Ritzei, so the Shagas Aryeh would tell you, you've got to stop in mid-sentence, but we do not paskin that way. So alocha lemaisa, if somebody said all of Yal V'Yavoi, and then said all of Ritzei, well, that was mafurish in the Mishnah Brura, but that's okay. What it does not say, but this is the way we paskin, is even if you didn't finish it yet, but if you've started Yal V'Yavoi, you shouldn't have. Really, you should have said Ritzei first because it's Todit. But if you started Yal V'Yavoi first, you don't stop in the middle. You keep on going. You finish Yal V'Yavoi. You then go on to Ritzei, and everything is fine and dandy. Okay, Emetz Hashem, we'll resume.
May I ask the Rav a quick, Shaila, something that happened to me. Between Shabbos, the day before or right before Hanukkah, and the fifth day of Hanukkah, I had had 12 aliyahs already. Shabbos morning, I had an aliyah. Shabbos afternoon, mincha. There was no levi, so I had two. And then And then in the morning, I'm the only kohen there, and there's never a levi, because I davened at 7 o'clock. So I had 12 aliyahs. So I was feeling terrible about it because no one else is getting aliyah. So I decided to leave on the fifth or sixth day, just step out. Should I not have done that?
No need to walk out, no. Although we're running out of time, it is a big discussion. Some do recommend that, but no, you've got absolutely no chiyuv to walk out. To the contrary, if they call you up first, the Mekayim mitzvah, the Kiddushto, and that's their mitzvah.
Okay.
Okay. I wish you all.
Okay. Oh. Okay.